The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's February the 24th, and we've got two topics today. We're going to talk about Spitfire Grill, and then we've got an old friend of mine, and I say old friend because we've known each other for a long, long time, a good friend, Chuck Everett. Good to have you here, Chuck.
How are you? It has been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a very long time. Chuck is owner of Award Pet Supply, but the reason you're here today, Chuck, you had something happen to you. What was it, back in...
January.
And it was, I think it was on the front page of the Columbia Daily Tribune.
Yes.
And it has to do with your dog and you. Your dog actually saved your life.
Yes.
And I read this in the paper, and then a couple of days later I was talking to Chuck and decided this is something we really should talk about. How important animals are in our life.
More so now than ever before in my life.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you explain what happened to you and why you're alive today because of your little dog?
Yeah, on January 4th, which was a Wednesday, I found out that I had stage one throat cancer. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, knowing that, I'm a little stressed out. And on Friday, January the 6th, I went home, 6:30. Blood sugar was about 167.
You have diabetes.
I have diabetes, type 1. And anyway, long story short, I checked my blood sugar, took my shot, ate, because I was stressing, decided to go to bed about 7:30. And about 9:15, my little shih tzu, Carly, who was adopted from the Central Missouri Humane Society, starts yelping and licking my face and scratching the bed. And my wife, Bobby, came in and said, "What's the matter with her? Does she need to go out?" And I said, "God only knows. She's never acted this way before. And she's not a yelper or a licker." And so Bobby let her out. I went and checked my blood sugar, and it was 39, which is extremely low. So I took some glucose tabs and drank some honey and drank some milk and got it back up to 93 within about 15 minutes. And the next day went to see my diabetic nurse, Sarah, and asked her if Carly had not been alert to wake me up, what might have happened. And she said I would have gone into a diabetic shock, then into a coma, and then probably if nobody had discovered me, probably would have died on that particular night.
So because of your dog, who was sensing that something was wrong, and Carly decided, hey, I got to get Daddy up here. I got to wake him up so that he can take his medicine. Now, people who may not have dogs perhaps don't understand what we're talking about with this bond that people have, that we have with our animals. But it's a very close bond.
Well, you've had dogs, and you know, and you've lost a dog that, you know, I shared in your sorrow with you. And there are dogs who can literally sense that something's wrong with their owner, either through smell or vibrations or whatever it might be. And I also found out that there are dogs who are trained to detect diabetes and cancer and other illnesses. I mean, they're literally trained.
Yes.
You know, so it's just amazing how a dog really can be and is your best friend.
And so the whole bottom line is the Central Missouri Humane Society is out there. Columbia's Second Chance are out there. There are many, many animals that are waiting, looking for a good home to be somebody's best friend and perhaps save your life like they did yours.
Yeah, what I'm saying, too, is you don't need to buy an expensive dog, a pedigree. the Humane Society, Columbia Second Chance, Dogs Deserve Better. I mean, honest to God, they have got some tremendous friends out there for people's adoption.
And obviously, Chuck, you have your very best friend, besides Bobby, your wife, who woke you up and saved your life.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Chuck, my friend Chuck Everett, Award Pet Supply, thank you so much for coming by. You've been loyal to us for many, many, many years.
Thanks, buddy.
Good to see you here today. Now, Leslie Stock, that's kind of a hard act to follow there.
It is. It's a very hard act to follow. Children and animals never follow them.
Leslie Stock with CEC, you're here today as a board director to talk about the upcoming production of Spitfire Grill.
That's correct. We have Spitfire Grill. It is now entering its last weekend at Columbia Entertainment Company, and it'll close this Sunday. Uh-huh. We have Sunday matinee at 2, and that'll be the final production. And Spitfire Grill is a wonderful story about change and acceptance and redemption of spirit. A young lady who is an ex-convict has been released on parole, and she goes to this little town in rural Wisconsin. And she gets a job at the Spitfire Grill. And mm-hmm. so she makes friends and acquaintances, and just by her being there and her learning how to be the type of person she's supposed to be, she really changes everybody's life, and the town changes, and people realize.
Yeah. Is Spitfire Grill a musical?
This is a musical, yes. And it is different. If folks have seen the movie, the ending is different than the movie. It's a happier ending. That's all I'm going to say, but it's a happier ending if you've seen the film.
Okay. How many people are in the production?
There are 8 people in the cast.
It's called Spitfire Grill, and this is the last weekend if you want to see it.
That's right.
CEC.
And it's American folk music, bluegrass, and so it's a very different musical than we usually see.
If people want tickets, what can they do?
Call 573-474-3699.
Okay. Now, as a member of the board, you also you perform.
Yes, sir.
And you direct. Yeah. What is the next production coming up after Spitfire Grill?
The next production coming up after Spitfire Grill is called Bent, and it is our Stage 2 production. It is for mature audiences only.
What does that mean, Stage 2?
Stage 2 are more maybe cutting edge.
Okay.
More. Yeah, the best thing is a little bit. But this one, Bent, is about the persecution of homosexuals during World War II and how they what their place was in the concentration camps. Mm. So this is definitely mature audiences only.
Okay.
But it's a wonderful story.
And when does that open?
That opens March 5th.
All right. Thank you very much, Leslie Stock, coming by. But don't forget, this is the last weekend for Spitfire Grill.
Yes,
Good to have you here. Monday on our show, Columbia Art League and MU Health, our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio. Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to watch this program or to listen to it again, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, then click on Radio Friends. You can sign up for a free vodcast or a podcast. And don't forget, a lot of good friends at the Humane Society waiting for adoption. Bye-bye.